gone, all the passengers had gone to bed, except one young man with a baby in his arms who sat there with bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though his poor heart would break. One angry man said, "Make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake. Put it out," said another, "don't keep it in here. We've paid for our berth and won't rest." But never a word said the man with a child as he fondled it close to his breast. "Where is its mother? Go take it to her," this lady then softly said. "I wish that I could," was the man's sad reply, "but she's dead in the coach ahead." While the train rolled onward, a husband sat in tears, thinking of the happiness of just a few short years. For baby's grace brings pictures of a cherished hope that's dead. But baby's cries can't waken her in the baggage coach ahead. Every eye filled with tears when the story he told of a wife who was faithful and true. He told how he'd saved all his earnings for years just to build up a home for two. How when heaven had sent them this sweet little babe, their young happy lives were blessed. His heart seemed to break when he mentioned her name, and in tears tried to tell them the rest. Every woman arose to assist with a child. There were mothers and wives on that train. And soon was the little one sleeping in peace, with no thought of sorrow or pain. Next morn at a station he bade all goodbye. "God bless you," he softly said. Each one had a story to tell in the home of the baggage coach ahead. While the train rolled onward, a husband sat in tears, thinking of the happiness of just a few short years. For baby's face brings pictures of a cherished hope that's dead. But baby's cries can't waken her in the baggage coach ahead.